I didn't mean it. But sometimes it's not easy to... That is, I'm not a silly teenager anymore. You know? At least, I don't think I am. Oh, it's so difficult to tell living in a time machine, but I certainly don't feel like one. Except when you treat me like one, that is. And you haven't even mentioned my... Oh, forget it. She suddenly realized that she was on the verge of tears. Now she felt completely ridiculous and unable to look the doctor in the eye. Suddenly, one of the doors hissed open behind them, and the sound of chatter and footsteps floated in from beyond.
I'm sorry, Doctor, she said quietly. I shouldn't have said any of that. It's just that I bruised my shoulder, and it really hurts. I mean, it's not broken or anything, but... Howard?
Perry stood up and called the name again. The tall, handsome man she was looking at, who was surely her stepfather, had come in through one door and was now disappearing among a crowd through another.
Doctor, did you see him? It was Howard!
Big finish. We love stories.